This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Filling with pod, but I wish I had a topic to start. I should have brought one of those.
Randy, speaking of food, you like truck in some kind of food stuff.
Sam Wiles, what a pro
from Portland. Is it cheese? I couldn't remember what it was today.
Oh yeah, I have quite the cheese collection. Where I went to college, Washington State University makes their own cheese. They have a creamery.
Whoa, cool.
And, they have like an ag school. So like all the cows are there. They truck the milk from one side of campus to another. The students make the cheese.
Yeah.
I collect it. You can age it. It's in a can. It's in a giant tuna can, basically.
Wow.
Like a 2-pound tuna can of cheddar. And it's aged 1 year when you buy it. And then if you keep it refrigerated, you can just keep aging it. So I have like,
wow.
I probably have like 20 cans. And
wow.
My oldest is 10 or 11 years old.
Oh my God.
I lived in Seattle briefly, and we would go out to the fish market and watch. There's that cheese shop there. And there's those dudes always cutting the cheese in the window. And it always looked like such a fucking.
Beechers.
Yes.
So the guy who created Beechers went to Washington State.
And okay.
The Beechers flagship white cheddar is an homage to the Cougar Gold, which is the cheese that I'm talking about.
Hell
so yeah. Yeah, they're both a 1 year aged cheddar, but Beechers you can get at Costco. Cougar Gold you can only buy on their website or in the grocery stores in Pullman, Washington.
Sure, so. they got to drip feed it.
Yeah.
They can't let it all get out at the same time. Have you ever heard of tyromancy? Either of you guys?
No.
It's where people read your fortune by cutting a piece of cheese for you.
Oh my God, that's what I need to start doing.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You just did something for me right there. That was good.
Yeah, we're sort of a life coaching podcast too at the beginning.
Yeah.
Have somebody pick out their own cheese. And be like, now open it as you like light candles. And then you cut them a piece and you read the creases and the bubbles and the
reading mechanical people and reading cheese. Those are my things.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. the two have finally
cut this
come
part
together.
Out if you want to start a business.
Wow.
Ladies and gentlemen and everyone in between, welcome to Fight Island, the podcast about fictional fights in the very real island where they take place. My name is Jordan Dahl.
And I'm Sam Wiles.
And joining us today, the cheese master extraordinaire, Randy Lidke is here.
Hey, General Monger. I'm a monger.
Boy. Monger of all sorts.
Yeah.
You got it? I'll mong it. We are, despite what we've been talking about, we're not fighting cheeses or medieval professions or any of those things today. We are, in fact, fighting fast, casual restaurants, and that can take the form of I think the staff of each restaurant having a rumble if we want to create some kind of elemental form for each restaurant. Jack in the Box already, that's fast food, I know, but he already has a clown form that could, that kind of situation,
a theoretical Culver's Golem.
Yes. Yes. If it so needs to. For any Randy heads just joining us, this is the way that the show goes down. We play, it's just a big game of who would win in a fight between. We do three rounds. We do a lightweight, a middleweight, and a heavyweight round. For each round, we talk about who we think should be in the round, strengths and weaknesses. Ultimately, we will vote on who we think wins each round. It's video game rules. So old people can fight gay people, men can fight babies, dogs can fight cars, whatever needs to happen in order for the island to taste justice. But there has to be a winner. And I think that's about it. As Sam mentioned earlier, we kind of do the weight classes in terms of like cultural significance. So a lightweight, fast, casual place. I'm thinking like something regional, maybe something that is kind of closed down, but you still see them pop up everywhere.
Like, have you guys ever had Fazoli's?
Fazoli's is great.
That's like a lightweight, fast, cash.
Great.
Do you remember, this was like an old one called Senior Sam's. You ever hear of this place?
No.
Maybe it was too regional, but it was like basically Chipotle before Chipotle.
Sure.
Ooh, Senior Sam's.
Mission style burrito. Really, it still exists. Really hit us hard.
I don't know. I just used to go in Medford, Oregon. TCBY, that could be.
Yeah, TCBY is a great one.
So
they shared a parking lot, those two places.
Hell yeah. That's the bang bang right there. I think we should talk briefly about what a fast casual restaurant is for people who don't know. It's kind of somewhere halfway between fast food and a real restaurant. Those real kind of line walking restaurants, your smash burgers, your Noodles and Company. Do you guys know Noodles and Company?
Noodles and Company is one of those.
That's a real Colorado one.
I feel like every Noodles and Company was like mostly for the architect who designed the building. And then they were like, what if we put some food in here? Like, we don't, it's like all severe angles and like blocks, like weird colors. And like,
yeah, I'm going to throw out a fast cash that I think should be in the lightweight round to get us started here. Zaxby's.
What is Zaxby's?
Zaxby's is a chicken restaurant in the Midwest that sounds like it was founded by an alien.
That sounds like a weird Martian death rattle.
It looks like an IKEA, and it is called Zaxby's, which famously is not a name that anyone has.
This is a classic throwing Z's where S's should be, and that's kind of the whole thing.
Sure.
But I get it with famous fingers, like everyone has chicken fingers, but they put it on the end of meals. Like, we really gotta zhuzh up the word meals.
Sure.
It's not enough. Mm-hmm. That's funny.
They got famous fingers, which I think would be probably a boon in a fight.
Yeah. they clearly don't care about the usage of ass.
Sure.
That's sort of a...
Sam, what are some more well-known, like, fast cash... lightweight fast cash place?
Okay, we said Fazoli's, which is one of the most disgusting ones. Randy, if you don't know what Fazoli's is, it's fast food Italian. Okay. And think about how not good that sounds.
Yeah.
Like, it's our immediately,
yeah, you know how Italian food is good, is largely good because of the love and stuff that goes into it.
Yeah.
Forget all of that.
Yeah.
Drag it out of the food.
The barros for pasta.
Yeah.
Yes, precisely. Yeah.
With like even less like intent than Sbarro's. Yeah. Like, ooh. Even less like refined. It's like a real everything's so half-assed. That's what I remember about Fazoli's. Is like,
fast casual restaurants by and large are kind of just a place to stick teens for a while.
Yeah, we need them to work, we also need to feed them, and this seems like a good midpoint.
Just stick them there.
Ugh.
So, have you heard of Qdoba?
Yes.
Qdoba is a great one.
Now Qdoba is great because Qdoba feels like lightweight Chipotle, you know? It feels like the Kmart of Chipotles.
Yeah.
Right? Like, they were like, let's dumb it down a shade. People are getting freaked out. People are calling it Chipotle. They're getting scared. I like that. I like Qdoba.
Does Steak and Shake exist for you guys?
Well, yes.
I've been there. Yeah.
Yeah. I love it's Steak and Shake.
A thing that I think came into being at a time of like 50s nostalgia that immediately got weird.
Yeah.
Everyone was like, oh, we don't really want to like get milkshakes at sock hops and shit. That's just like a thing everyone was kind of talking about. And Steak and Shake was like, we made a whole business.
Yeah.
So please join us.
Yeah. Shortly thereafter, people, we got hit real hard with the 50s in the 90s, you know?
Yeah.
And then people were doing again.
Like, I remember like Nick at Night pushing Happy Days in the 90s. And it's like, there was like trying to be an advancement of 70s nostalgia about the 50s 20 years later because everyone was out of ideas. And you're like, this is, I can't handle this. I'm 10. Well, there was like, that, don't make me do this.
There was that Zoot Suit Riot, remember?
Yeah. Oh, swing dancing. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That was part of it. Man. For sure.
Such a tragedy. And the mask was there.
Wet Setzer.
Yeah. And his whole fucking orchestra that he brought with him. Now all of you classically trained musicians do swing dance.
Randy also accidentally invented something, which he said Wet Brian Setzer Orchestra. I think that's like an entirely different idea.
Yeah, it's like Disney on Ice.
Yeah, what if it was harder? Setzer. They were all wet.
Can I get you guys a wet Setzer?
In a pool. It's like you know.
Synchronized swimming, but like worse somehow.
Yeah.
I would pay money to go see Wet Setzer, mainly because I think Setzer would not enjoy it even a little bit.
Would fuck up his hair, man.
Truly, truly. He's got like a fucking satin Christmas jacket on.
Yeah. It ruins all their instruments immediately, electrocutes a couple of people.
Is he British? I think of him as British. probably not. Anyway, I like this. I like Qdoba versus, I kind of like Fazoli's.
Yeah.
Fazoli's is so sloppy and lightweight. You're so right, man. It is it's the epitome of just like, throw some cheese on it. Get it out of my face.
Yeah, yeah. Like garlic bread, is doing a lot of the lifting in that.
A lot of garlic
concept. Bread. You're like, this could not be bread very well.
Yeah. Okay. So the question before us is who would win in a fight between Qdoba and Fazoli's?
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Got your happy price line.
I think let's pick one strong person from each restaurant. Each is like, oh yeah, he's our best fighter. You know what I mean? Like Fazoli himself is here.
Okay.
The person known only as Q, the head of Qdoba, is Q. I correct it.
That's for our other podcast.
Mm-hmm.
About things. God. Jordan and I's Patreon podcast about the truth. That's
called
where we say
Right Island.
Right Island is the worst.
Of a double meaning.
Okay. The Fazoli's fighter to me is the disaffected employee teenager who is like really, this is his rock bottom. He had to do this or join the army. And he's like so slopping.
So many wayward teens are offered the Fazoli's bargain.
He's slopping scalding hot red sauce on the coldest spaghetti, creating some sort of cold fusion grenade.
I think this is kind of the power. The fact that they care nothing about food, the apathy.
Yeah.
Is important.
Yeah. He saw the movie Casino on DVD. Yeah. And that is why he is working at Fazoli's above another fast casual chain.
Do you think that's what's happening here?
He goes, this reminded me of Italy. Yeah.
I'm wondering if Fazoli's lack of respect for cuisine in any way would affect Qdoba. Like, is Qdoba good food?
I've had it a few times. I would say Qdoba is like trying at least.
Yeah,
trying.
To be interesting and special, but their only thing that's special is they have like a cheese sauce, like a fondito.
Yeah,
they put on their burrito.
Man, I like that fondito.
And it gives you gas at the airport. That's all my main experience. I've had a few experiences. One is like, why am I eating this at 6 a.m.? Because it's the only place that doesn't have a line.
Well,
I'm going to go on a plane with this. This is disgusting.
The first time is exploratory and the second time is tactical.
Yeah.
The first time you did it was an accident. The second time.
The first time I actually had Qdoba was, we got to go way back into time. I was in college.
Uh-huh.
And I was dating a girl. I was in Spokane, mm-hmm. Washington, and I was going to Washington State, and it was like 90 minutes away. And I remember going to like stay at her place for one of the first times in our relationship. And she went to school and I was like, ooh, I'll go get lunch by myself. And I was like, Qdoba, I've never heard of that. I bet it's really awesome.
Sounds exotic.
And I was pretty basic back then. So it was awesome.
Same. We all were. We never, the fucking, the mission style burrito hit us in like the late 90s, early 2000s, like a fucking meteor from space. Everybody was so into it. Me and my brother were like, my brother had just moved to Denver and he was like, you gotta come try this place called Chipotle. And he couldn't fucking believe the size of the burrito they had given us. Ooh. It's the size of your head.
Is Chipotle is from Denver, right?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. There it was one of the original ones. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm telling you, Senior Sam's big burrito.
Senior Sam's. I like
next time I'm in Medford, Oregon, I am definitely going.
I wonder if it's still there. I mean, they were the biggest burritos outside of I've seen some big ones in the Mission District that
I love it. It's just a guy pulling one on.
I was a kid. I was a little kid, so maybe it wasn't as big. It was big, man. It was before things started shrinking because of inflation, you know.
The sodas got bigger, the burritos got smaller. Yeah. I love it when there's like those restaurants that are kind of like it almost sounds like you're talking about Bigfoot, like Senior Sam's could still be out there someplace. Yes.
Oh good. And we would get TCBY afterwards. Fuck ooh, yeah. Buddy.
Dang. I think, okay, so getting back to the business.
Yeah, I'm talking about two different places.
I think
real quick with Qdoba, when I think of who is at a Qdoba, is the person eating there is like a mid-level management person who eats at that strip mall every day because they have another job that's better. But Qdoba is like aspirational for them. They're like, oh, I'll treat myself to Qdoba.
Qdoba, people at Qdoba are here to eat lunch, to have a good lunch. You know, it's fast, it's heavy, it's a big fucking burrito, the size of your head. There's still a little cachet to it. You can have it your way. People are at Fazoli's because they had no other choice.
Yeah.
And I think Fazoli's is a harsher master. It is a more desolate place. I think I got to give it to Fazoli's. I think whoever Fazoli sends out of that door is like they're smoking inside and then they put it out before they come out, you know, with like two meals that they've made that are going to ruin you.
It is the only fast and casual place that does accept cigarettes as currency, much like jail. And that's, I think, what's kept them in business.
I also think something that Randy came up is pretty important, or that Randy brought up is very important though, is the that cheese sauce.
Ooh.
That cheese sauce is, my God, if it's too hot, that's a weapon. That's weaponized. Hot cheese sauce is way worse than hot, like marinara sauce.
Yeah, that's kind of napalm.
Exactly. Yeah, there's a viscousness that's gonna. Exactly. Yeah. Get in your eyes.
It is going to stick to you.
The dairy content. For me, the dairy content is really what is killing. It's like liquid, hot, not practical for an airport, but also like give you the worst stomach pain of your life. It's pretty brutal. And you're like, yeah, I'll still have it.
It's like, it is fucking incredible. It is. It seems like the type of thing that, it seems like cheese that you could get that could get into your system topically. Like if it got on your skin, it could get in.
He got it on his skin.
Yeah. That's on his skin. That's on his skin. Damn, that's a good point. I'm keeping one vote for Fazoli's.
I think I wanted to vote Fazoli's, but I think I have to vote Qdoba now. I think that
because of the cheese. It's the cheese,
that,
right?
That cheese bomb. And I also think like it's Qdoba as a fighter is being aspirational. They are in control over Fazoli's, where I just think like Fazoli's has some fight in them, but like it, Fazoli's isn't even like AM, you know, someone eating at AM PM has like more to lose.
Where Fazoli's, at least they know Fazoli's who they
is
are.
Almost, yeah, Fazoli's is almost more purgatory-y than those things. So I think I'm going to give it to Qdoba. That's my vote.
Okay.
All right. Well, I think I'm going to go with Qdoba as well. Qdoba. And one of the reasons that is because, well, I haven't even heard of Fazoli's. And, I think Qdoba is maybe a little bit more relentless in the sense that it keeps creeping back into my life when I don't want anything to do with it. And it just keeps going up when I kind of just have to have it. And Fazoli's has never even made an effort.
Yeah.
for anyone. It's never made an effort for anyone.
Nah, you're right. There is, and Sam, I think you're right too. There is an aspirational aspect to that. People at Qdoba, like, they could get out, they're gonna eat this meal and go get out of here, you know. Every time you walk into a Fazoli's, there's a chance you won't leave. There's a chance you'll also get a job there. Just,
if you're listening to this and you're on your phone, look up the logo for Fazoli's and the logo for Qdoba. Qdoba is pure effort. And an artist made it. Fazoli's is literally the word Fazoli's with a tomato over it.
That tomato.
It is the laziest thing in the history of the world.
Ah, we got tomatoes in the back.
Their graphic design, their shit is in fucking Comic Sans. That their website is in Comic Sans.
You're right, man.
Holy Lord.
Okay, ding, ding, ding. Qdoba takes it. Lightweight bout. You're right.
Qdoba's ever won anything. That's
maybe. Yeah. Do you guys know CeCe's Pizza?
Oh, CeCe's Pizza's bad.
Never been, but I've seen so many ads for it, and I go, it's gotta be bad, and I gotta go.
Exactly what it is, and that is exactly why I'm putting it in for a middleweight fast cash chain. I think CeCe's is doing weird shit with their pizzas. We're all scared, but we all got to see what's happening in there. Macaroni and cheese pizza? Yeah.
You know when you're a kid and you're like, you don't fully understand the concept of like paying more for something means it's better. Sure, you know what I mean? Sure. Where like CeCe's pizza was, I remember the first time, I think I got it in like sixth grade and was like,
yeah,
oh, pizza's not supposed to be this inexpensive. There's a reason.
Oh, that was where you learned that there was a plateau.
It's like, there's a reason quality. Even Pizza Hut is like $8. Do you know what I mean? Where like they would have $4.99 full pies and you're like, sure, that can't be right. That's gotta be.
You gotta learn a harsh lesson. I'm glad that it happened at CeCe's.
And honestly, it's bad ingredients, but the construction was way worse than the ingredients. Mm-hmm. Like, you intentionally were trying to defy the laws of pizza.
Yeah.
Like, there would be sauce under it. CeCe's, like, what now?
CeCe's did an incredible thing by taking the Pizza Hut lunch buffet, remember that?
Mm-hmm.
And making it into an all-time thing, because they were like,
yeah,
nobody can eat more than two or three slices of pizza. And if we just keep sliding them out there, they're gonna like pay for this all you can eat scenario, and then you get two in and you're like, this is hell.
I love a pizza buffet. Yeah. I mean, a buffet in general, okay, I like,
sure,
a pizza buffet. There's one in my hometown that is just so good, but I think those are the only good ones left, or just kind of small, because I've been to Shakey's, and Shakey's, I would say, I've never been to CeCe's, but I bet Shakey's is a little bit better, but it's still
Shakey's is a step above. Yeah. Shakey's is like, have you ever had the garlic knot?
Not at Shakey's.
No, it's a restaurant called Garlic Knot. Oh. It's like a chain, but it reminds me of Shakey's a little bit.
Oh, okay.
Okay, who would you put up against CeCe's for a middleweight? Ooh. Do we like CeCe's in the middleweight category here?
I like CeCe's in the middleweight.
What about, I mean, I don't want to throw out something. Is it okay to throw out something that I have a lot of passion for?
Please, as long as we can get an honest fight out of you.
Okay, well, I'll throw out Sizzler if we're in the buffet area.
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
like, buffet on buffet.
Ooh, yep. I love Sizzler. I'm a Sizzler guy.
Okay. Sizzler kicks ass. So here's the problem. Now that you said that, I don't know if we're going to get an honest fight out of me.
I know. Well, I think, like, see, anything crushes CeCe's probably, but yeah. I think unless you're really creative. But Sizzler... Yeah, you won't, because I've been eating there since I was 12. I had my birthday there recently. Like,
what? Man, what could possibly stand against Sizzler?
Like, in my book, Ooh, I mean, probably a place that I eat more often because I don't eat at Sizzler that often, but it's a special place.
What about, okay, I'm going to throw this out there. This might be a heavyweight. What about Smashburger?
You know, I don't think I've ever had Smashburger.
Shit, it's so good.
What? So this may be, this isn't as good, but it has other elemental powers. IHOP.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
IHOP v Sizzler. They're not the same thing at all, but is they are IHOP, like, they do have like a lot of weight. Both
IHOP is fast casual, isn't it?
It's fast cash. Yeah, they're not making fresh things at IHOP.
Shit. There's a 3 a.m. There's one in the West called Golden Corral.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
I know Golden Corral.
You think Golden Corral could stand against Sizzler?
It's another buffet.
Golden Corral is so bad. Like, my hometown had one, and I was surprised that it had one, and it was so bad. And then I tried one other time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they literally had a campaign where they were like, chicken ribs.
Oh, what?
They're like, we took the ribs. You like ribs, right? What about chicken ribs?
No.
It's like, that's like a part that you throw away. It's just skin attached to a bone, you know?
Unreal.
Yeah, all you can eat chicken ribs. And Jeff Foxworthy was like a spokesperson for them for a while.
I'm Googling it.
I was hoping they were were stapling chicken meat to other ribs.
I was hoping it was like
presenting it like it was pork ribs.
Or like a McRib.
A McRib or like a chicken finger situation, but no.
Chicken ribs.
All right, hang on. I got to make this risky Google real quick. Chicken ribs.
I couldn't believe it because, like, Corral. I see how you could get that past a few people, but like most people know that chicken is pretty cheap, and if we haven't found a chicken rib,
yeah, this is insane. This is insane. Wow. Do you remember Popeye's chicken had ripping chicken for a minute?
Ooh.
And it was, they took like a chicken breast and they cut it almost all the way into tenders, but there was one piece keeping it all connected. So when they battered it and deep fried it, it looked like a monkey's paw.
That is bizarre.
It was why? Fucking why? Crazy.
Why?
Ripping chicken, bro.
So it's like a blooming onion of a body part.
Yeah, exactly. Horrifying. I think I'm backpedaling it. This is, I mean, see, I don't know if the chicken ribs makes Golden Corral more powerful or not.
I say we. Oh, you go ahead.
I was gonna say I think IHOP could be in this middleweight because it's bringing a lot of insane things to the table.
You're right.
Sugar, I mean, chicken cracked ribs out isn't staff, insane enough 24 for hours you? Open. Yeah.
Chicken ribs is fucking, that's Cronenberg level shit, dude.
Yeah, it's but chaos.
You're right. IHOP, it is. Okay.
I also think we need the Denny's IHOP diner wing represented.
The representation of the greasy spoon.
Like Jordan and I always say, representation is important.
It matters. But and, just for this.
Just for,
for IHOP stuff.
We're bad people.
Just kidding. Okay, so the question before us is, who would win in a fight between IHOP and Sizzler?
Oh, shit.
That's tough because the two different domains, two different kingdoms, the breakfast kingdom, the lunch and onward kingdom, the lunch to question marks. I will say that Sizzler takes up a bigger portion of the day.
Yeah, unless Sizzler, you're doing like the all-you-can-eat pancake thing, because doesn't IHOP do an all-you-can-eat pancake true. Thing?
And they're open 24 hours.
That happens after dark too. But
so you could just continuously eat pancake until you were done.
Does
for theoretically weeks.
Yeah.
Man, does IHOP own the night?
Yeah. Yes, IHOP owns the night.
Isn't that their slogan?
The main thing I know about IHOP is that my grandma, when she was alive, that was her favorite place to go because you could order funnel cake for
yes. yeah, you can.
Just only ate sugar for the last like 30 years of her life.
My grandma too.
Great breakfast, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. My grandma used to make like literally every day for maybe the first 15 years that I knew her, I would wake up and there would be like huge cinnamon rolls. Just every single day. Every day it was like a Cinnabon experience.
I worked at a donut shop at one point and I had brought my first day working, the woman I worked for was like, oh, take some donuts home for your grandma. My grandma was in town. And I was like, okay. And she's like, no, take more. She gave me a dozen of the raised glazed donuts.
It's the good stuff.
And I gave them to my grandma and I watched her eat almost all of them in a row. Like she ate like 10 donuts in a row and it was like 5 p.m. You know, I couldn't believe it.
Fucking yeah. Absolutely. Get it. They do go nuts with the IHOP. There's a page on every IHOP menu that's like, America-bration, the 4th of July in December. And yeah. It's just like fucking crazy frosting, flag-filled.
That's deceptive. You have to be celebrating to eat garbage. You know what I mean? It's like, well, we can
truly
because it's a party, you know?
Truly, that's exactly what it is. It's the party food insert. Funnel cakes and all that shit, which is dangerous. That's like, I think that comes into the factor of IHOP as a combatant, you know. And for some reason, I don't know why, I'm thinking of these buildings kind of just getting up off the ground and fighting each other, you know.
Yeah, that type of deception, it makes you put your guard down. You know what I mean? Where it's like, oh, this is okay. Like you're gonna be more kind of blindsided by the outcome if you're just like, oh yeah, they tricked me into eating it.
I will say me and my girlfriend went to IHOP recently and I always expect it to kind of suck. I'm always like, it's IHOP, you know, they're gonna slide some bacon off the grill, it'll be fine. And it was incredible. It was a delightful IHOP experience. The kid was like so quick and on top of it. We were in and out in 15 minutes, got exactly what we wanted, cooked exactly the way we wanted it. And I don't know. You can't rely on that. It's not IHOP is not a reliable choice.
That was a commercial for IHOP. And I do appreciate that we are still sticking up for our sponsors, even though we're fighting them, you know?
I got to get my free weekly pancakes from somewhere.
They just had a rebranding. Their sign looks a little, it doesn't say IHOP anymore. Maybe it does. It looks like a face. I forget. They changed something.
Yeah. Didn't they try to change themselves into IHOB?
They did.
They International tried to call it House a burger of Burgers. House,
and then they gave up on that shit.
Nobody bought it. And I think they tried to like, they were like, oh, it was an April Fool's thing.
Yeah.
And
we were like, it's March. Was that a thing where everyone hated it so much, they were like, it's a gag. And you're like, sure. What?
Yeah, it was like Sonic when they made them all weird and toothy.
Man, I'm on the IHOP website and it is.
Oh God.
Grim.
I thought we blocked that on your browser.
we did. I'm incognito. There are Winter Wonderland pancakes, which are just pancakes with just covered in blue frosting and marshmallows.
Yeah,
what the fuck?
That's your party food insert.
That grandma breakfast.
That's a grandma breakfast.
You gotta get the blue frosting.
It's a grandma fuel.
Frosted pancakes.
All right, let's talk about.
That's not pancakes anymore. That's cake, right?
That's cakes.
That's cake. Yeah.
That's some cakes.
It's a cake that you made in a pan. Okay, let's talk about the Sizzler. The Sizzler is, as an entity, is, you know, unstoppable. It is a brutal, savory force for a hunger crushing. Monstrosity.
Yeah.
Fried shrimp, steak, meatloaf.
Dang. Yeah. Sizzler's always you know, they're kind of a bit on their last leg, it seems, but they're always evolving. You know, they started as a steakhouse and then evolved into some sort of bigger buffet, and then now is some sort of version of both, where it's like, we're a steakhouse with a big menu and we also have a salad bar and then a small hot food area. Plus a small dessert area. So you can get a meal there and then add all you can eat to that
That's
meal.
True.
Yeah.
And you can then take that meal home and then just fill up on the all you can eat. I know this. I've done this.
Hell yeah.
You don't even touch the burger. You don't get the fries because those don't reheat.
You get
something else as a side.
Yeah. That is so cunning of them, because they know that once you're here and you see the shrimps and you see the desserts, hit me with that all you can eat.
Yeah.
That's incredible. And that's Boy, see, you know, you think IHOP is a cunning combatant, and then you hear these moves out of Sizzler.
Yeah.
Incredible. I'll tell you this. I want to spend more time at Sizzler. Like if I'm going to Sizzler, I want to hang out with my buddies and let's wait until they put out, you know, the fresh potato croquettes or whatever. IHOP, like I said, I want to get in and out. I don't want to linger here. I'm here for my breakfast. There's grandma's got to get in here and get her power cakes. In and out.
This is anecdotal, but the Sizzler in my neighborhood closed. And I remember talking to like an old timer in my neighborhood that had been there for a long time. And she was like lamenting gentrification. And then she was like, nothing worse than when they close your favorite places like Sizzler. And like Sizzler was her number one example of the horrors of gentrification. And I was like, Sizzler's got some tendrils in the community. This is wild.
I remember
when Sizzler old man... is good. Sizzler old... is good. Filipino people love Sizzler. Mexican people love Sizzler. It's like it brings people together.
It's the melting pot.
Hey, like who's more international now? Yeah. IHOP.
Yeah, right.
International House of Friendship. And fried shit.
I used to go to Sizzler when I was, they had a deal where if you were under 12 years old or under, you could eat for 99 cents.
What?
And my parents would take me there because I ate more then than I do now. Like I was like such a growing kid.
Incredible. And I was, what a move though.
Yeah. My mom would have to bring my birth certificate because I was a big... I was a big guy and they were like, no way. And I was eating like 5 plates of food.
Sure.
Yeah. It was just amazing. Like the most economical way to feed me, really.
Yeah. That's and then, incredible. And then it's like a flat circle because it's the Sizzler's food that is making you grow into such a strapping tree of a young
or
man.
Or not strapping. Yeah. It's
and
like,
they're like
no.
There's no way.
Like, if it wasn't for Sizzler, maybe I'd be more strapping. Food.
Yeah. Yeah,
7. He has a mustache.
A rare disorder that no one has.
From the Sizzler. Sizzler's made me a man.
Yeah.
I gotta say, so looking at the Wikipedia page here, there's a food safety controversy for Sizzler.
Ooh, because of COVID or something else?
2000, more than 60 people became ill and one person died in an outbreak of E. coli. Oof. Originated at a Sizzler in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. So I think Sizzler likes to play dirty.
Ooh.
You know?
Ooh, yeah.
At the end of the day, I could see Sizzler giving the old poisonous elbow. Heck! And little E. coli. And then, you know, everybody in the IHOP gets sick. That's all of your customer base is gone. I think I'm giving it to Sizzler. A Sizzler plus Sizzler? It's just a tougher name.
Yeah,
they're not here to make friends, they're here to make fucking steaks.
Yeah, they're not model bridges.
Yeah
and all you can eat shrimp is like such a cool thing. I don't know, like I don't know how that plays into this podcast, but come on.
I'm thinking kind of two gigantic shrimp cannons that like
yeah and that shit can get hard, you know,
shredding, like, yeah
stuff sitting under heat lamps, you know?
Stuff that's been out for a while.
Yeah
that becomes rubber bullets at some point. On a long enough timeline, good lord.
Tail sharp too, that thing starts spinning around. It's
if I was gonna get shot with a finger food, shrimp would be up there for ones if I would not choose.
If it's too hot, I have the edge. If it's too cold, they have the edge.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm locking it in for Sizzler. I think this Sizzler mech that is stomping around my brain is unstoppable.
We're doing this too uniformly, but I got to go IHOP.
You're going IHOP.
Usually this lockstep, but
comes down to Randy
with
1, 2, 3,
but... I'm going with IHOP because I think they're methed out. I think there's something about being open all the time. It's like an unhealthy energy, but good for fighting.
Wow, that's a good point.
It's like they are running on coke. They are doing weird stuff.
Shit happens in the parking lot of a Sizzler, but shit happens in the parking lot.
Yeah, there's
of an
definitely
IHOP.
More stuff. Like, what is a more cocaine idea than blue frosted pancakes with marshmallows on them and being like, they're like nighttime, they're like winter wonderland. All right, dude. Shut up.
for your grandma.
It's for your grandma. Grandmas love it. All right, Randy.
Well, I mean, I just have to go with Sizzler. Like Sizzler,
it's Sizzler. It's
Sizzler's been such a big part of my life. I've spent a Thanksgiving there alone. Thought it would be funny. It was sad. it reels you in and then it punishes you, you know?
Yeah. Ouch.
God damn. Well, it's funny now.
I thought it would be funny and I was gonna go hang out with friends afterwards, but no one got back to me and I was like, oof. Okay, this is what I did.
Okay, you know? Joe. now you're on me.
Oh boy.
Is it? This is just the night now. Okay. Ding ding ding. Sizzler takes it. Middleweight bout.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is it, fellas. The heavyweight bout, fast casual restaurants. People have been screaming for it all year long. They're going nuts for it up north. Who are you thinking of for your heavyweight fast casual restaurants? I'm gonna bring back Smashburger.
Okay, I'm thinking Panera.
Panera bread.
Panera, Chipotle. You know, these are the ones that are the most
stuff you get for lunch when you work at a place where you have a little bit of time for lunch.
If you put a Chipotle burrito in a pitching machine, you could knock somebody out with it.
Yeah, that's a rib breaker, right?
Truly,
there.
For sure. I wonder, no, probably couldn't kill someone.
From a building? Yeah. You could drop that from a building.
The penny from the Empire State. Somebody having a fucking mission style burrito driven through their torso.
Yeah.
Bummer. I feel bad about it.
Using a burrito as a tourniquet, it gets just brutal. Yeah.
You could like Chipotle literally just has the weight of like you put a Chipotle burrito in a sock and really fuck somebody up.
Yeah. Or just a second tortilla. You know what I mean? You know, when they do that double wrap.
Yeah. Fucking
a quadrant we have not really mentioned of this fast casual experience is Applebee's or Chili's.
Mm. Wow. Now, I think those are more chain restaurants than fast casual.
Okay.
And I know that seems like walking a razor thin line here.
No, that's what this is for.
Okay.
We are nothing if not pedantic about the subject.
Like, I think there's a degree of like a temporariness.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That is like an Applebee's, you see what I'm saying. I was going to say Panda Express.
Mm-hmm. That's a good one. I like Panda Express for this too.
Panda Express, yeah. I'm trying to think.
They do have that Chili's to go. Remember that thing?
Yeah, we can't have Chili's to go.
Or they were
heavyweight. Yeah, right. Where two is literally in the sentence.
Favorite restaurant, Chili's to go.
Chili's to go.
They were like, well, let's put ribs in people's cars. Ribs are a car food. Let's Fred Flintstone everyone.
Ribs are car food now. Chipotle really has us like riled up. I think that has to be one of them.
Okay, so Chipotle, I like Chipotle versus Panda Express. Do we dare?
Have we had a breakfast place? Yeah, we had IHOP. So yeah,
IHOP?
Scrap Panera.
Panera? Bye. I like Panera.
Panera really is what I think of immediately when I think of fast
it's
casual.
So fast and it's that's so
my,
casual.
That's my, if you say who's an action star, I would say Sylvester Stallone.
No, you're right.
I would say
right.
Panera is this.
Now answer me this. Do we want to lose Chipotle because we already had Qdoba? Do Panera versus Panda Express?
Yeah, that feels better to me.
Okay. All right. Okay. I'm locking it in. Question before us. Damn, we forgot Tokyo Joe's. We forgot fucking
what is Tokyo Joe's?
Tokyo Joe's is like a fast Japanese food place that sounds like something Richard Nixon would call a foreign dignitary.
Yeah. It's owned by Senior Sam's.
Oh man, those are both slurs.
Damn it, we should have done Senior Sam's versus Tokyo Joe's.
Oh god.
Nobody wins. Okay.
Nobody wins.
Okay, I'm gonna lock it in here. The question before us is, who would win in a fight between Panera Bread and Panda Express? I'm gonna go ahead and level with you guys. We eat a lot of Panera Bread.
Okay, so, I don't. I've maybe had it twice ever.
It's like a lot of soup and sandwiches. They have incredible mac and cheese. The mac and cheese is peerless.
One of the things I remember about Panera Bread is that they are always on that list for things you shouldn't get for lunch if you want to be healthy. That broccoli cheese soup. They're like the rest of Panera is fine. You know how you can eat an apple there? And it's like,
they are, yeah.
Yeah, if you get that broccoli cheese soup though, that's just, your arteries will shut in a way that they're mad at you and don't get it.
It is, it's also doing that kind of sinister thing where it's disguising itself fully under the guise of being health food, where it's like, you get an apple. It's a healthy choice.
I do think the apple is a cop-out. I think it's fucked up to get an apple at a restaurant. There's something that feels unseemly about it. I don't know if that says something about me or society.
No, I know what you
but
mean.
If like a restaurant hands you an apple, you're like, what?
Did you buy this at the store?
Yeah, what happened to you?
Yeah.
Did you run out of food?
I don't like
and ordering. Someone had an apple in their car?
I don't like ordering something from a restaurant that I know I can easily make myself.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
An apple is on that list for everybody.
And boy, you know can I mean? You make yourself an apple.
Yeah. Well, it's like an apple or a banana at an airport. It's like, you know, I should have just done it earlier, but I'm not going to do it now.
Yeah, it's a reminder that you're bad at your life. That's like what fruit at a restaurant is.
Yeah, that's a dog shit side option. The that lump of bread they give you though is quite often pretty good.
Yeah, but that even that is like, you're like, a lump of bread with my sandwich that's bread
with my apple. Yeah, this is to go stupid. With my apple. Yeah,
guess I'll wrap my apple in it.
I view Panera as kind of like if Starbucks made a lunch restaurant.
Wow.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah,
it's like, that exactly.
It's got like a nice enough feel. It's recognizable.
There's cranberries in things.
Kind of the line is sort of similar.
Yeah,
similar vibe. They do coffee too.
There's cranberries in things.
There's cranberries. There's soft cheeses are at play. Yeah. Which makes them so much worse. Makes them so bad.
This is the place where I think you have the fight. The typical fighter is the typical client. Like it's it feels like there's big like Karen representation out of this.
Sure.
Like there's maybe sort of a busy businesswoman. A
lot of people getting wrong orders.
Has cut that bread like a knife, like a shiv.
Panera Bread. I will say this too. Whenever we go to Panera Bread, they usually get it right, but it's like so half-assed. Like my like panini always feels like they were just like, okay, make the sandwich and then touch it briefly to the panini and then wrap it up and get it out of here. And it's just like so cold. And it's like, okay, well, this is technically the sandwich I ordered, but
yeah,
it feels efficient. It feels wicked in a kind of a wolf in sheep's clothing sort of way.
Yeah. Yeah. For some reason, Panera feels like it's like emotionally charged for some reason. I feel like I've seen people break up at Panera more than once.
Bummer.
I don't know what that is.
They do have that breakup parlor in every in everyone.
Yeah, a bunch of soft pillows for you to hug and or hit someone with. A lot of wiffle ball bats. A bunch of
apples rolling around. Chipotle is just, or no, we didn't do Chipotle.
Panda Express.
We did Panda Express. Now, Panda Express deadly in a completely different way. Oof. Panda Express, is, I'll say it, so good. That lo mein, holy shit, I'll eat it all day. That orange chicken, absolutely. But I would say every time I go into a Panda Express, I'm like, this could be food poisoning. Only time I got food poisoning. Oh no, that's not really true. Two times. Once from a Panda Express, once from that Australian place. The Bloomin' Onion didn't do it, but it was a burger. Outback, yeah.
What Australian place?
Which other one?
There's all those Australian restaurants.
Yeah. Panda Express, I don't really worry about the food poisoning there. Mm-hmm. I worry about my stomach will feel bad every time.
Every time.
It won't be food poisoning. It'll just be like, the hell, like, it's got more sugar than those pancakes.
So much sugar.
Oh, yeah.
So much salt. So much sodium.
It's secretly Randy's grandma fuel. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I love a sweet meat, so I love a Panda Express, but I will say I avoid it intentionally because it does make my stomach have a sharp pain in it.
Absolutely. But that does time. That does feel like it's by design. Feels like no, that's how you know it's working. That's how you know.
That's the express Panda part. It digests really fast.
Yeah.
It's good for you.
For that reason, they're so brazen about it. I think that is Panda Express's true danger. Is they're just like, what? Eat it, pussy. You love it.
And have you seen, like, at a Panda Express, and maybe they have a commercial that highlights this, but when I've been to a Panda Express, you look in the background and they have their refrigerators have glass doors.
Sure.
And you can see that they have actual produce in there.
That's true. They have actual vegetables back there.
And same with kind of Chipotle, where you're like, wait, you guys actually make this? Like, it just seems like so many places like that just kind of have a Ziploc bag that they open.
Yeah. Wink and a nod, yeah.
Truly. Like, and
a pepper, a real pepper there.
I feel, I'm sorry, what is that in the back? Can I just, is that an apple? Because at Panera Bread.
I'm out of here.
Yo, what if at Panda Express they gave you just a pepper to eat?
That was your side?
Yeah.
I know what you mean. And that's kind of the beauty of the fast casual is they were like, look, it's food.
It tastes just as bad as you want it to, but look where it started. Like, look, it really did start from a real
food. Yeah, at least it's food. That's a good slogan.
At least it started with real food.
This was once food, Panda Express. I'll fuck up Panda Express all day. I love it. I think it's more lethal. I think it's more dangerous.
You
can get so much. Like, I don't know about Panera. But at Panda Express, you're like, oh, yeah, I'll get the 3-thing combo, and then I'll get an extra egg roll, and I'll do another thing.
Yeah.
Okay. They'll always tack one on for you. They know it's set up in such a way where it's like, okay, rice and noodles, and then they're like, you want 1, 2, or 3? And you're like, well, I'm here. and then you get to the end, and they're like, well, crab cheese wontons, egg rolls? Absolutely, you know?
You know what's really, like, swinging it for Panda Express for me is I think I wanted to say Panera, but, like, because Panera would be theoretically like more lithe and healthier, but it's actually just as bad for you. Like, it's just as
anyone coming
other than loose apple, which I don't trust.
Have you ever had
razor blades?
Have you ever had the Frontega chicken? It's just mayonnaise.
Yeah.
It's just a chicken flavored mayonnaise. It does feel like you're in Frontega though.
I spent a Thanksgiving alone in Frontega. I was doing it as a bit.
Well, I mean, mayonnaise chicken actually sounds good to me.
So yeah. It'll harden your arteries, and it's not going to bring our fighter that keen edge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, bread. I mean, both are make you a bit lethargic, but that's bread, true. I think, even a bit more. You know what I mean? I worked at a bakery for a while, and I was bread rich, and then you draw the line at a certain point.
I think we're all leaning the same direction here. Yeah. Panda Express? Is it Panda Express?
That's what I'm going with. Yeah.
Panda Express, clean sweep.
Clean sweep. Panda Express, ding, 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 takes it. It's just it's a virulent combatant. It's waiting for you at every airport. Join me. You don't need a stomach. Panda Express takes it. Fast casual. The winner. Heavyweight. Randy, thank you so much for coming to Fight Island.
Oh, thanks for having me. Yeah.
Where can people find you on the internet and stuff?
Oh, I got a Twitter and an Instagram at Randy Liedtke, LIEDTKE is how you spell it. I actually just started a podcast, one episode in. You know, go ahead and listen to that. Might be the only one we do. That's always fun. It's called, what is it called? It's called Wunderjungs.
At least it's easy to remember.
Yeah, and it's we thought Wonder Boys too many things already, so so me and Davey Johnson just started a podcast. It's only on Spotify right now, but WUNDERJUNGS. It is so good.
Go support Wunderjungs, y'all.
A podcast so good they had to name it difficultly.
It might change names most episodes.
From
episode to episode.
We're thinking about calling it you're gonna have to take our word for it or something like, you know, figuring it out. I don't know.
Yeah, call it don't worry about it. And then when people are like, what's the name of your podcast? Don't worry about it.
hey man, maybe relax and stop questioning me. That's the podcast.
Yeah, yeah. It has a structure, but it doesn't.
If you catch my drift, the podcast.
Sure, if you catch my drift. Okay, I like
that. Pretty good. Pretty good.
Yeah.
Sam, how about you? You got a podcast?
It's called This One, Fight Island, and you should rate and review it on iTunes.
Fucking A.
And, you know, if you want to see some stand-up comedy, go to Rod Stewart Live at your local Permanent Records Roadhouse bar and store.
Rod is back, baby.
Twice a month. You can see the likes of Randy Lidke, even.
Woo!
See all kinds of folks. Nick Kroll. And then just guys I'm friends with.
And Sam.
Yeah.
It's Sam's great. Brother.
It's a great time.
Can I promote one more thing, actually?
Of course.
I'm going to be in Austin, Texas, December 10th at Creek and Cave.
Oh, hell yeah.
So look up Creek and Cave. I don't know if the tickets are quite available yet, but soon they will be. December 10th.
Get out there, y'all.
Yeah, this will be out before then. So
cool.
Great. I am Razor Lou all over the place. Twitter, Instagram, twitch.tv/RazorLou. I started playing Bloodborne again. It fucking sucks. I'm sad. Come hang out with me. It's a depressing game. Randy, thank you so much one more time for joining us on the island. Go check out Wunderjungs. And I think until next time, that does it for another episode of Fight Island. Sam, why don't you count us down, pal?
1, 2, 3.
All right, break it up. It's all over for Fight Island.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.